her daughter had said when she was first looking at buying the house. But Mrs. Ponder loved to hear the crazy babble of children's voices at intervals throughout the day. And she no longer drove, so she couldn't care less that the street was jammed with those giant truck-like cars they all drove these days, with women in big sunglasses leaning across their steering wheels to call out terribly urgent information about Harriet's ballet and Charlie's speech therapy. Mothers took their mothering so seriously now. Their frantic little faces, their busy little bottoms strutting into the school in their tight gym gear, ponytails swinging, eyes fixed on the mobile phones held in the palms of their hands like compasses. It made Mrs. Ponder laugh. Fondly, though. Her three daughters were exactly the same, and they were all so pretty. "How are you this morning?" she always called out if she was on the front porch with a cup of tea or watering the front garden as they went by. "Busy, Mrs. Ponder, frantic," they always called back, trotting along, yanking their children's arms. They were pleasant and friendly and just a touch condescending because they couldn't help it. She was so old. They were so busy. The fathers, and there were more and more,